Evan, we're on the header at the moment, and to my untrained eye, this crop looks pretty good. What are you actually seeing, though?
We're on some red loam country here at the moment, and it's looking like chocolate, but we've put the header into it, we've noticed that we've had a severe late frost, and the quality isn't there, and the yield's not there as well. We're still getting a better yield than we have in the last few years, but the frost has just taken the cream off it for us. And
just looking at the wheat that's in the bin behind us, you can see that it's a bit pinched looking. What does that mean for you in terms of how you can sell it and the price that you'll get for it?
We're blending a couple of paddocks, so like there's a better paddock not far from us, but it's we've got to get into the GP stage, but we're getting over 10 frosted grains per sample, per half hectolitre, and then that puts us into the GP grade. But if it goes over 50, which a couple of our loads have gone close to that, it goes into feed, so we're blending to try and keep it out of the feed, so we've got an opportunity of optimising it later up into maybe an APW grade. But the difference between a GP grade and a APW grade is probably close to $40 or $50 a tonne, so it's a bit of a fair penalty.
How much of your farm do you think has been frost affected?
It'd be a couple of thousand hectares, I reckon, so it's a bit of a dent in the profit line, but yeah.
Did you expect this, or did you really just discover it when you put the header in?
You go around to all the paddies and you're rubbing the heads out, and we knew there was a frost event on, and you're checking it, but I didn't realise how severe it was.
We're east of Binu, and all year we've been talking about the season up here, and it really has looked so good. It must be pretty disappointing to get this as your end result, for not all of your farm, but for some of your farm.
Yeah, I think it's just after three tough years, and then you're going to dig yourself out of it in 1 year, hopefully, but then now it's sort of taking the cream off it and soldier on, I suppose. get the job done, get in the bin.
There's a red-looking symbol on your monitor in the header at the moment. I'm just looking at that. What's that mean?
Yeah, it's a sieve loss indicator, and we're going fairly slow trying to keep it in the header, and we've got the fan speed down on that, but it's just, oh, that's all that light grain and frozen stuff that's just blowing out the back of the header. It's just no weight in it and damaged seed.
How far do you think this damage will extend? I mean, it's affected some of your farm, your neighbours' farms, but do you think this will be pretty widespread for the Northern Ag region?
The main frost event that was about the 1st and 2nd of September, and I think a lot of people didn't realise how far it went. And there's farmers north of Agena that have got a lot of frosted paddocks and stuff.
You're
and then and there's farmers that are down towards Una that have been got significant damage in their paddocks, so yeah, it's pretty widespread over about probably 80 to 100 k's difference between the two farms.
Is it any better? Is he getting high there, Jeff, or not really?
He's in the ute.
I'll just shut up then.
Roger.
For you, sitting in the header at the moment, you're watching that monitor pretty closely. Are you seeing a fair bit of fluctuation? I mean, what are we seeing at the moment in comparison to what you have seen?
It's only the wheat and the hollows that's been damaged, but the sand's looking good, and we deep-ripped a heap of yellow sand, and the quality of that's going to be good. Our better paddocks that have yielded up over sort of 5 tonne, but there's like a couple of strips, but it's not an average. And then we're in a paddock now that I was expecting to do sort of 3 tonne or a bit better, and we're, all the hollows are doing about 800 kilos, so it's sort of taking the wind out of our sails, I suppose you'd say. Yeah, I don't know, you just got to get it in the bin as best you can and keep going, yeah.